Okay, this is Perek Chaf Hilchos Edus. Continue lachas avdu in zomim, agarav in zomim ne'aragin. So witnesses who lie are not killed, the lokin or get malchus from Hashem and don't pay. Atu shneim ruin le'edus until both of them are capable, halachically speaking, of being witnesses. Yazum shneim achash shneim radin, and they are what it called. They become in zomim after the what it called the verdict was given. About imhuzam echam hem levad. Let's say only one of them was what they called disqualified through Hazama, or both of them were disqualified as Aiden Zoman prior to the verdict, or after the verdict, and then we find out that one of these witnesses was a relative or are able to testify. And then Ashen not punished, Afbisha Huzmu, even though these witnesses engage in Aiden Zoman, Nifsul Luchol Aiden Shavatora, right? Because they're no longer able to give testimony from Midoraisa. Let's say the person against whom they testified was killed, and then only afterwards were they found to be zomim in an eragam in a din. They're not executed. Shinemar kasher zomam lasos means what they were planning to do, but then also they didn't do it. We learned about that. Avim laka zesh ido alav lokin. However, if the guy got malchus already, they get malchus. So too, if money was taken from one person and given to another based on their testimony, close to the buy love, it's returned to the owner, and they pay him. There are three witnesses, even up to 100 or 100. If they testify in court one after the other, and one testifies after his other one, in the same, so to speak, breath. The Huzmu Miksasan, and some of them are found to be in Gomim, in Ashen, Ashizumukuman. Not punished until the entire group is considered to be in zomim. But if there is an interval between them, that the amount of speaking, which means shukadei she'ela shalom tam rav, that's the amount of time it takes for a student to say hello to his teacher. Harin nechla edus. Now the testimony split. Vashnaim shehuzmu nenashin. The two who are zomim are punished. Vashnaim achirim. The other two shaya ben divrayim with divrei rishonim hefsek. The other two where there was a separation between the first set of witnesses and the other ones, Ein and Ushim, they are not punished. Even if the entire testimony is nullified, because they're one group. Because in this situation, if they're one group, some are apostle, all are apostle. Let's say one of them testifies and we investigate his testimony, and the second witness says, I'm like him, or he says, this is what happened, or anything like this. Who's Mushtayan? And they're both found to be Aiden Zoman. Harish Shtay and Aragah, they're both killed. Alokin and Mushamim, again, or get Malkus or pay. Shakol Echamar Achar Aiden Slavero, because any witness, what it called, says, after the testimony is read, Hain, that he agrees. Harish Commission Nechbar, this is as if he's been investigated. The Hain Kamosha Aiden Slavero, he's testified like his friend. Vain Aiden Zoman Shkaga. Now, when it comes to Aiden Zoman, there's no accidental Aiden Zoman. Lefish Imba Maisa, there's no action there. That's why Aiden Zoman did not require any prior warning. Okay, just like two witnesses can disqualify 100, if all 100 testify at once, so too, they can disqualify them to Aiden Zomim if they testify as like 50 groups, so to speak, with two coming at two. Let's say one group of witnesses testifies on that Reuven killed Shimon and Mishlaim, two witnesses come along and are Zomim in the first set. And then the second group comes. They come and say the same testimony that Reuben killed Shimon Yishlaim. And then the Oson Hashnaim. And then these that second set of witnesses that are Aiden Zomim, meaning the one that came after the first initial set, they do Zomim again. They can go ahead and Zomim the second Kas. They can't just the third, but then Revis in the fourth. All the Kitos that they wanted to. They're all killed. Alpi Eil Hashnaim, just from the testimony of these two Aiden. Who are zooming the other witnesses' testimony? Kasha idal Reuven, so a group that testifies Reuven that he killed Shimon Yishlaim. Ubal kashnia, a second group comes vizima sakas Rishona, and then there's zooming the first kas, the first group yargu edim zooming and after Reuven, edim zoom are killed and Reuven saved. Ba kashlisha, so the third group comes vizima sakas Rishnia, and there's zooming the second kas, tera kas Rishnia, viruven. Then the second group is killed and Reuven's killed. Betinatzal kas Rishona, but the first group is saved. Baal Kasravius, if now a fourth group of witnesses come, Vizima as a Kasravius, and there's Zoma in the third group, Terag Kasravius, now the third group is killed. Varishona, right? And the first group was killed. Minatza Ruvain, and Ruvain saved, but Kashin, the second Katz saved. Saved. So this basically works all the time, where one group is accepted and one group is not. Let's say witnesses testify that a person is a trefa and he's mortally wounded, shaharab, right, who murdered someone else, v'huzmu, and they're found to be zolim, ain't they're not killed. Because even if they had killed him with their hands, ain't they're regular fisher trefa, they wouldn't be killed anyway because he's a trefa. Witnesses are trefa, and they testify in a manner that requires capital punishment, v'huzmu, and they're found to be zolim, ain't they're regular not killed. Jim Yuzmu, because if they were Zomayan, Jim Yuzmu Zomayan, Ain Zomayan, because if they were disqualified through Zama, then they wouldn't be tested, they wouldn't be killed, Shloy Zima El Trefa, because they're only Zoming witnesses who happen to be Trefas. If witnesses testify one person, Vehishu Rasha, right, and Shaimbo, Lo Malkos, Lo Misa, Lo Pi Mamon, Rachafuzmu. So let's say they testify about somebody. What do you call it? And they have what do you call it? And they have him. He's definitely convicted, and he doesn't. But he doesn't get malchus or capital punishment or any financial punishment. Right? And after that, they're found to be zolim. Harei elokin, they still get malchus. Obviously, zolim malchus that will look mamon, even though their false testimony did not produce an obligation of lashes or one of financial restitution. Ketzah, what's the example? Idu al kohen shehu chala. Let's say they testify that the kohen's a chala. They go into idu before they know nisgarsh imo and the chatzal bakum poni bim poni. Like, for instance, these first set of witnesses claim that the what do you call it, the Cohen's a product of a divorced case, and so and so place. The Huzmu and they're found to be Zomim. Are look and they get Malchus. The Chenim Idu Adam Sharag Vishraga. They testify that a person killed someone else accidentally. The Huzmu and they're found to be Zomim. Look and they get Malchus. Van Gogh and not put into exile. Hey, Idu Al Sharo Shalzeh Sharag and Nefesh Huzmu. Let's say they testify that this animal killed someone else, and they're found to be Zomim. Hare in Lokin, they get Malchus. Van Sham with Kofar. They don't pay that Kofar penalty. Hey, the love shenimkar be'eved ivri, and they testify the guy was sold as a Hebrew serv as a Jewish servant. Behuzmu, they found to be lying. Loken, they get malchus. These four things we get from Torah Shabbat. Lachatas, kachki b'chachamim. So the chacham also learned sheshnayim sheshivas tzadik v'tzikos rasha v'dusan, that two people will cause a righteous person to be found guilty. Or what do you call it? A guilty person who found righteous, so to speak, in their testimony. Ubali de Bakarim, new witnesses come, Vizimum, right? They are in Zomim, they prove the first witnesses were Zomim, but he's Zadik, and they make the righteous person righteous and shares to Russia, and the person guilty found. So found guilty, Hara Edim or Shunokim. The first set of witnesses get Malchus, Apishal Hirshua Sadik Lakoso, even though their testimony didn't involve the Tzadik actually getting Malchus. Let's say they testify they ate meat and milk, or shalava shatnez, or he wore shatnez, or he looked and they get malchus. We should remember, obviously, some milk has shared zama. Finally, lachayud, shnaim shidu al Ruvain, two that testify on Ruvain, shenoth in bas kohen, that he had an adulterous relationship with the daughter of a kohen, v'nigmar din Ruvain lichonek, and now the verdict was given for Ruvain to get chanek, v'din hanu alfes l'srefa, and the woman, the daughter of the kohen, should get srefa in such a case, v'achach nimsu zomim, then they're found to be eating zomim, harilin nechanokin, v'lonit rafa, they are, these witnesses are get chanek and not srefa. The Devar Zayin, if you look at Kabbalah, this comes from Torah Shabbat. Then it's Parakhaf, and we'll continue with Parakhaf Aleph next time.